Hello, everyone. I'm Becca, dietitian by trade, mom 24/7, wife from the start, and when there's a few extra hours in the day, you might find me hitting the trails or on horseback.
And I'm Kara, a therapist to women, a mom to a boy, an entrepreneur, mountain junkie, and a postpartum runner.
And this is Fit for a Queen, a podcast that's devoted to the female athlete wanting to balance the teeter-totter of all the things we desire out of life as women. Performance, health, intellect, and taking time for self, even if we only get 1 minute out of the day.
We're so excited to be bringing you the queens in the athletic world who have done just that. Okay, ladies, take a seat at your thrones, grab your crowns, and welcome to Fit for a Queen.
Good afternoon. We have Jen Bricky with us today. Hello, Jen.
Hello, girls. How are you?
Doing great.
So I'll give you a little bit of background. Jen Bricky is the creator of the Female Athlete Summit and Women's Basketball Summit. Jen is the head coach at the Women's Basketball Performance, an online platform dedicated to helping female basketball players on and off the court through strength and conditioning. She's also the head strength coach at Concord Academy in Concord, Massachusetts, and owner and head coach at Fusion Workouts, a kettlebell and sports performance gym in Newtonville, Massachusetts. Hello.
I am tired from you just going over that introduction.
Well, you need to be proud of all that you do.
That's right. We got to let people know how important you are and why to listen. And you are definitely important. So we got to talk about that a little bit.
I appreciate that. Female athletes is a passion, and I'm just excited to be able to share it.
Awesome.
And that's why we wanted you on here.
Absolutely.
All right. So first off, just tell us a little bit about your women's basketball performance program and what your philosophy is all about.
So it all stemmed, if we go back, I was a big time high school basketball player, played in college, Division I on a full scholarship to Hofstra, and then kind of transitioning out of that, being a Division I athlete, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do and stumbled in kind of to the corporate gym. And I did that probably for about 12 years, and it just, you know, something was missing. It just, you know, I love working with adults, but it just wasn't my passion. I missed working with the kids, especially the female athletes, because I think the female athlete is a underserved market. Mm-hmm. So I took the head strength and conditioning job at Concord Academy about a year and a half ago. And then probably about 4 months later, I was talking to my business coach, Pat Rigsby. And, you know, we were talking about just starting an online platform for female basketball players. Cause he's like, you've been talking about this for a while, like just do it. And that's how Women's Basketball Performance started, was just an online platform to just start giving content out, strength and conditioning wise, for the basketball player to, you know, get them stronger, build their confidence. And I help with injury prevention, especially, mm-hmm. you know, the ACLs. And now it's just in the last almost 2 years, it's just kind of blown up.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. And you're hosting a summit that is right up our alley. Tell us a little bit about the Female Athlete Summit.
So the Female Athlete Summit is to deal or just kind of address the concerns that female athletes have kind of on and off the playing field. I put a huge emphasis off the playing field where we are just, you know, trying to attack, you know, eating disorders, nutrition, suicide. We had a transgender on the call. We talked about equal pay. I just think the female athlete, if you were to type in female athlete strength training, you get your typical, you know, male strength training program, or there's nothing out there also, you know, that these female athletes, I mean, you could both know this, you're both females, you know, we deal with a lot more, and we need to have information where females can reach out and also know that they're not alone. We need to start the conversation. I mean, Becca, you and I talked last week, and, mm-hmm. you know, there is a ton of female athletes that have eating disorders, but no one wants to have that conversation. So with the Female Athlete Summit, part of my goal was to have the conversation and to start educating people.
I think you mentioned this. Why do you think that female athletes have been such an underserved kind of population over time?
That's actually a really good question. I'm still working on trying to find the answer, but I think like if you think about just kind of like everything that's out there now with, you know, Snapchat and Instagram and who people follow, they're following like these really skinny, you know, models and actresses, which just isn't real life. And I think when you're trying to tell them to get into the strength, you know, strength room, weight room, they think they're going to get big and bulky, and it's not going to happen. Or females are thinking about the strength training weight room, all they're thinking about is the football team in there, and they're very intimidated. As for like the other stuff that we talked about with the eating disorders and, you know, equality, I just think no one wants to have the conversation. I think everyone's just, you know, trying to be PC, or they think they're the only ones that have it and they kind of keep it to themselves. And hopefully we can change that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're finally seeing this trend towards, we cannot group female and males together, whether it's mental health or physical health. And having been somebody that went through an ACL tear when I did physical therapy, they were explaining how, you know, our strength and conditioning needs to be different because of our anatomy and how we're built, and how my, I'm probably gonna get this wrong, my hamstrings were stronger than my quads, and that's what caused me to tear my ACL, and how I shouldn't have been doing the same conditioning that the guys were doing. So it is nice that we're finally kind of segregating some of that to be more appropriate for the female athlete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure you guys see a lot on social media about how people are on, you know, tangents and rants that females shouldn't be trained differently than males. And to some extent, that is true. I mean, all females should be doing a push, a pull, a hinge, a squat, you know, core loaded carry. I mean, we can argue about other things. But when it comes actually to like training the female athlete and learning about where their mind is going, how their body is feeling, they absolutely should be trained differently than a male. And I'm a big, big fan of females should be training females. We need more females training females because, you know, when someone's going through their menstrual cycle or they're having problems with that, or they're having problems in a relationship, you know, their psyche is quite different than if you're a guy. So I just think females just need to be trained differently, and they need to be, you know, just approached differently in that regard. But no, when it comes to the strength training room, absolutely. Push, pull, hinge, squat. Absolutely. I think females should be doing that.
Great. And that kind of brings me to one of my questions. You know, as that former collegiate basketball player, I'm just curious, what things did you feel like were key to your success? And now with your knowledge that you've gained, what things would you have loved to have done differently?
So I'll probably surprise you with this question. So I have to say that I have been, well, because how I have been blessed when I was an athlete growing up in New Hampshire, I was blessed with fantastic coaches. You know, I had parents that kind of got it. They weren't like the crazy parents. They kind of let me do my own thing. And I was blessed to have a really good strength coach in New Hampshire that would work with me, you know, in high school. And then when I was home from college. So for me, the one thing, I mean, I'm only 5'3" and I was highly competitive division one basketball player, you know, still hold records at Hofstra University. But the one thing that gave me my competitive advantage is that I would just outwork a female athlete in the weight room. So when I was on the basketball court, everything transferred over and I would just outlast everyone that I was playing against. So I feel like I was ahead of the curve with my strength training. Never got injured. I should knock on wood with that. Mm-hmm. But definitely
we're doing it for
strength
you.
Training.
Yeah, we're doing it here.
Yeah, and I mean, and this, I'm 37 now. So we're talking, this was 15 years ago. And I feel like we've gone backwards with what we should be doing for strength training. I mean, like we strength train, they were bringing strength training in my high school, they were bringing it in college. And now I'd say most programs, you're like, well, where's the strength coach? So that's why I said my answer might surprise you. But again, I was just blessed to have a really good support system. And I think my support system and just getting in the weight room were huge keys to my success.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are some messages that you're trying to get across to kind of young athletes, young female athletes today?
That they're not alone. I mean, what they're feeling, someone feels the same thing, whether, you know, they're having trouble with their body image, they're having trouble with confidence, or if they're having other, you know, thoughts, that they're not alone. There's a lot of females that are going through the same struggles. So I hope that they know that they can talk to someone, you know, there's someone out there that can relate to them and help them. I would love young females to be able to get in the weight room or start some sort of strength training. Because these kids, you know, if we're talking a 10, 12-year-old, they're not thinking about what they're going to be when they're 25, 30, 35. I think starting to lay the foundation early so they're moving well, so they don't get any injuries, they don't need any surgeries. But also, I mean, I've just been around so many female athletes in the last, let's say, 3 years especially. But the confidence that these females develop when they're in a weight room and they, you know, they feel stronger, but they also know they could go in a weight room and be like, okay, I can hang with these guys. I'm good. I just think the benefits are bar none. I don't really think there's really that many risks. So I think, again, females, just know you're not alone. There's someone that's going through something. Strength train, like build your confidence, and then, you know, have a good support system around you, whether that's friends, coaches, you know, family, like just have a really good support system. And, but also for the support system to kind of pay attention. If I'm telling like the female athlete one thing and the parent saying the other and the teacher, I think there just needs to be a communication at all levels that we're only worried about that female athlete. We're not worried about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm curious, having a little 8-year-old baller, what point would you suggest she start getting the weight room?
So I don't know if I'd put her in like the weight room per se at 8 years old, but I would definitely start working now on, you know, kind of movements. Mm-hmm. Like, can she hinge? Can she body weight squat? You know, can she balance on one leg? Does she know how to land? Because if she's playing basketball, she's going to have to jump. Like, she's going to have to jump for a shot. She's going to have to jump for a rebound. And that's all well and good, but can your daughter land? And mm-hmm. that's where we're seeing there's a lot of injuries happening in female athletes, is that we want to talk about, mm-hmm. oh, let's improve our vertical, let's get quicker, but we're not teaching these athletes how to land. And that's where ACL injuries are happening, is the non-contact when they're landing or they're trying to like change direction and pivot. Mm-hmm.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Well, Jen, at the end of every interview, we like to see how you live out the FIT philosophy. So how do you balance performance, health, intellect, and taking time for yourself when you are so busy yourself?
Helping female athletes.
I'm a work in progress always. I mean, I need to work on myself. The one thing that I've tried to start this year for me, 2018, is I started kind of practicing yoga, mindfulness. Been trying to do it every morning, just kind of getting my mind right, getting the body stretched. I try to box one day a week to kind of, if there's some stress going on, as we all know, there's stress in the world. And then I try to throw, you know, kettlebells around once a week. So I really try to work out hard twice a week, but then the rest of the time, it's more just trying to, you know, just balance kind of the mindfulness, feeling healthy, you know, walking, yoga. And then, you know, this, you know, what you put in your body fuels your body. If you're putting stuff in, the body's not going to respond a certain way. You got to kind of find what makes your body function on all levels.
Absolutely. So Jen, how does somebody find where the summit is, and how do they get enrolled?
So they can just go on femaleathletesummit.com. It's completely free to sign up. We go live April 30th, and there's about 5 to 6 interviews a day. The interviews will only be live for 24 hours. So if an interview goes live Monday at 9 a.m., it's going to be taken down Tuesday at 9 a.m. and replaced with the next speaker. So if someone wants the all access pass, they can purchase to have all 32 interviews for life. But you can find that again, femaleathletesummit.com. Or you can find me and learn more about me at womensbasketballperformance.com.
Great. We'll be sure to have that in the show notes. Okay, Jen, so I got to put you on the spot. Who are you calling for women's and men's champion?
So a side note, Jay Wright used to coach at Hofstra when I was at Hofstra. Mm-hmm. He was the men's coach, and I am a big fan of Jay Wright. So I'm going Villanova. Mm-hmm. I actually do think Villanova is going to win, but I'm also – I support him. Sorry about that, my Kansas girls. For the women – I'm definitely thinking we're going to see a UConn and Mississippi State final.
That'll be fun.
I think UConn's going to pull it off, but I feel if anyone has a chance to upset them, it will be Mississippi State. And I think Mississippi State thinks they can do it, but
they're gritty.
I'm not betting against Geno this year. So UConn and Villanova are my choices.
All right. We'll see if you're right.
We shall see, actually.
I'm kind of hoping you're not.
Well, my bracket has been completely busted this year, so I feel like I might not be the person to – but no, I mean, just trying to I've been watching the women more than the men. Just a side note, my old Hofstra coach is the Buffalo Bulls coach, and she gave South Carolina a run for her money. Yeah. So, Coach Jack, big fan of the Buffalo Bulls. So, anyone, check them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do. Well, thanks, Jen, for coming on. We appreciate you taking your time.
Oh, my pleasure. If you guys need anything else, let me know.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
All right. Bye, queens.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor today, Sentimano Counseling. Sentimano Counseling is the premier perinatal mental health practice in Kansas City, treating mood disorders during pregnancy and postpartum, perinatal loss, infertility, eating, and exercise disorders. Go to sentimano.com for further information about the practice and services. For additional information on today's topic and guests, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fit for a Queen. And
hashtag Fit for a Queen.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We can't wait for you to join us next time on Fit for a Queen.
Bye, queens.